Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Red Jacks On. So, yes, as Fraser kind of realized, I've sent you a little script on your phone. So today's episode is called What Am I Selling? There is 15. We might not get through all 15. It's just more about time and, you know, when we feel comfortable. But there's 15 all in all. We've each got a part and there's mini adverts written down with certain keywords that are down as blank. You can just say, hey, if your script says blank, use the word blank.
Okay.
We read the ad and then we have a little guessing game. You know, there's no point, there's nothing. We're just working together, having a silly laugh and just finding out what is the product? What am I selling?
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Let's do it. Right. You got then. Like a tutorial one, like a little beginner starter one.
No, I don't. I have 15, Fraser. I think there's more than enough tutorial there. But you can take it from number one. There is no wrong or right answer. All the script is color coded. You'll see at the top of every page, your color won't change regardless. And next to your name, there will be maybe some little bit of stage direction, you know, like, oh, you're the dad in this, you're the narrator, you're really excited, you're really angry. The only thing I've added is if there is text in orange, it means more than one person. That's going to say this line.
Okay.
So it could be, you know, a line that says, yeah, all four of us will say that. Or it might just say Rikesh and Charlie, and then you two will just say this thing at the same time.
We'll see how that goes.
That's gonna be fun. Yeah.
this is purely about fun. I'm not even alluding to pointless points. This is just purely fun. I've got, obviously, because I've got a couple of episodes written up at this point, sometimes it's like I look at them, I'm like, okay, I'm not ready for that one. This one takes a lot of energy. This one's too small. I'm like, okay, this is a nice middle ground. This is what I've been telling you guys. These are very medium episodes, but they're meaty. You know, they've got effort. This one took me ages. This was the first one I wrote for season two, and I lost my train. I was like, God, this took me weeks, man.
So what you're saying is, Charlie, don't ruin it.
What I'm saying is, Charlie, hold it all in. Don't let anything out. I'm alluding to things that people don't need to know. Don't worry about it.
They know.
They know.
It's on our other channel.
It's on our channel. Right. Take it away. I'm not going to hold your hand on this. I will chime in at certain times. I've got my own parts and I will take your guesses. And I'll let you know what the product is. But go away. I think, Fraser, you are to begin.
So am I filling in these blanks? Or am I saying?
Nope. Okay. You can just use no. The word blank is there. Because the word... I'm going to just write this out there. It's got nothing to do with it. So if the word was, let's say, originally like zingy, I don't know. It's a zingy something. I might put it as a blanky. I might add the last little letter in just to add a little bit of flow to the words. But for the most part, if it says blank, blankish, blanky, just read it as it is. You don't have to overexert yourself. Just add a bit of tone and texture to the voice, I would say.
All right. You ready?
That is enough from me, boys. Let's hit it.
From blank, it's the most exciting thing you can do with the inside of a cake. Introducing the new blank bacon fill. A delightful new blank that lets you prepare a cake with all kinds of delicious fillings. Mm-mm. Imagine the look on your child's face when you cut into the cake and there's his favorite flavor of blank. And who wouldn't enjoy a cake filled with delicious, fresh blank?
Indeed. So this just continues now, this is all the same ad.
One okay. advert, and you'll see a line, and then that's when you know this is the end.
Okay. The secret is these three separate sections. Just pour your favourite blank into the main section and lock on this special inner chamber. Now pour more of it into the base and put them both into bake. When they're done, remove the insert, add your fill into the centre cavity and cover it with a base. In no time, you'll have the greatest cake you ever made.
Make an exciting cake with my blank. It's so easy and everything's non-stick. There's no messy cleanup.
These are the kind of desserts you'll buy in the finest restaurants. Ice cream cakes, sticky cakes, even baked blank cakes. Or you can simply fill your own cake with a different blank mix every time. Just fill the inner chamber with your filling instead of the base. Mm-mm. Now make all your cakes extra special. Make them blank. Bacon fill cakes. You'll get the blank, the inner chamber and blank. Complete the instructions and blank recipes. All for only $19.95.
No, it's written exactly as it's meant to be said. $19.95.
Okay.
Okay.
Guaranteed to delight you and your kids or your money back. Call now and we'll also include this special blank that lets you make holiday cakes like this. Or give your young baseball hero a celebration he'll never forget. It's yours, free. Just pay shipping and handling. Plus, we'll give you over $5 worth of coupons, good for your favorite General Mills products. So don't delay. Order your blank bacon fill now.
To order your blank bacon fill for $19.95, plus shipping and handling, call 1-800-765-2560 or send a check or money order to Questionable Cake Avenue, Shorty Town. Call now.
Right.
I'm going to call that number.
I've changed numbers, Fraser. They're not my number anymore. What do we think it is? What do we think? This one is a bit more just a random one, but what do we think it is?
I feel like it's the cake filling thing. It's something to do with cake filling.
Yes. But what exactly?
You put it in a special inner chamber.
It doesn't seem like all the blanks would be the same word.
Yeah. No. It's not necessarily all the same. It's just taking away certain clues that would have given. I've left some words in and I've taken some words out.
So we're not guessing the blank.
Not necessarily. You're guessing the product. What am I selling? Mm-hmm. Charlie's not Googling shit.
I'm not.
I'm sorry. I saw you looking at your phone. I was like, wait, that's not allowed.
I yeah, I swear on my, I've never Googled anything.
Yeah.
Even if you were, what would you even Google to find the answer?
I mean, yeah, how would I Google this?
Charlie hasn't Googled. Charlie just looked at the posters in his room.
Oh, that's not fair. You can't count the Pikachu question. I knew it was 25. Fucking hell.
Okay. Any guesses?
I think I know, like, I visualize what it is. So this is an actual product someone could buy.
This is an actual product.
So I think I know what it looks like. I just don't know what it's actually called.
You don't need to know. I'm not looking for, like, a specific name, but if you have an idea, just throw it out there.
Like a piping bag or something?
Piping bag's a good shout.
Is that the thing with like the bag and you squeeze out? It's usually used for icing. And
icing.
Stuff
like that. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Not so much for filling.
It's a tool used for filling cakes.
not a tool used for filling cakes. It's a utensil that allows you to access the inside of a cake. It's the way it's designed. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to make a cake and this tool will, boom, I can access the internal like this. No. This, the way you make a cake in this, that's a big clue, allows you to access the inner chamber.
Oh.
I don't have a fucking clue, mate.
All right,
I've never
then.
Baked it in my life.
That is not a problem. Anyone want any last guesses? All right, it's nothing special.
Is it some kind of baking tray?
Fraser, I will give you that because that is the closest. It's a Betty Crocker bacon filled tin.
Have you got one you could show us?
That was not a baking tray.
What?
It's not a baking tray, but it was baking, and then it was better than what everyone else's guess.
Oh wait, we're a team anyway. Yeah,
we are a team. Woo, well done, Fraser. So, just to put it into context, what the hell was that?
Switched so quick.
What was that noise?
Fuck you, Fraser. We're a team. Oh yeah.
Just to put this into context for you, I think it'll be better if I tell you sooner rather than later. These are all, firstly, real adverts. Word for word, these are all real adverts. The only thing I've changed is a couple of little details, numbers, addresses, and the only thing I've done is if there's like one narrator, I may have split it into three or four.
Right.
Secondly, this was my inspiration for this one. These are all adverts from the 90s. These are all products from our childhood.
Okay.
But obviously, we wouldn't have used this because we weren't necessarily baking when we were kids. No, but they're going to become a bit... Yeah, that was a tough one. But they're going to become a bit more approachable. I didn't recognize all these products or all these adverts. They might have been a bit more American than UK, but I recognized, oh, I remember that thing. I remember that thing. And there is a video that I got that was a compilation of all of them. So maybe we can post it with the episode, maybe not. But these are all real adverts. And when I say real adverts, especially American, you know, these are very like, you know, oh, you know, welcome to this. They're like really like the OG narrator voice that they go in.
Yeah.
You know,
kids.
Yeah, kids. Welcome to this thing. Yeah, it's really on that level. So if I'm telling you that now. Okay. And again, this is in the name of fun.
So that line that the mum says.
That's real. Just take these are that all. Word out. Just right. So I've got the unedited script of it. So it's, the mum says, make an exciting cake with my Betty Crocker bacon fill. It's so easy and everything's nonstick. So there's no messy cleanup. And it's really like the mum in the kitchen, yellow gloves on. Like it's old school. And I'm like, oh man, I remember shit like this. But yeah, so that is basically what the game is today. These are little childhood adverts.
All right, this one's gonna be fun.
Some of them are a bit more short and sweet. Number two, Rikesh, I think, not to begin.
Hey kids, follow the bouncing blank.
This we all have to sing together. We need to make up the rhythm, okay?
Okay.
And go.
Oink,
blank
bows,
buzz,
buzz,
blank bows,
quack,
blank bows, blank bows make blanking fun.
Blank.
When you clean your blank, you see their face.
And again,
hoot,
blank pals,
ribbit, blank pals,
blank
pals,
blank
pals,
blank
pals,
blank
pals,
blank pals.
In all fairness, I knew the rhythm, so I was like, I know this song.
I was trying to follow you.
The problem is, even if you did, we're on Skype. Everyone's so out of sync. Sorry for the listeners, by the way. Guys, what am I selling? Or what is your childhood selling in the 90s? What is this product?
Hoot made me think of, what's it, Furby.
Okay, fair.
But then
that's a good
none
guess.
Of the rest mix. Like oink, oink, something, pals. Farm pals?
Close. I would say the closest to a clue in this is your line, Chaz, in the middle of this.
When you clean your blank, you see their face. When you clean it, you see their face. A turtle? No, it can't. Well, wait, that doesn't make sense. Where is their face then? What happens? What happens to their face?
I don't know what it was, but I feel like I remember the rhyming pattern of the song. I think that's what's...
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Pals.
Pals, yeah.
I don't remember this advert, but when I saw the product, I was like, I remember stuff like this. Hell yeah, I do. There's still stuff like this around, but I remembered it. So it was around us at least.
I feel like it's something really simple, like farm or zoo or
wild.
Wild pals?
Pals.
Animal pals?
Wild pals? Animal pals is technically correct, but what's
creature pals?
What's the product, though? Even if it
Poke
is
pals.
Poke pals? No, they don't go oink oink.
Poke pals! That's like another rip-off of Pokemon. Like, Poke pals, go! Oh god. Couple more guesses, lads, and we'll move on.
Wait. I'm trying to think of the clue. Pet pals.
No.
It's got a bit.
No, guys, like you got it right in the sense of it's you listen, you An don't animal. Forget the name for a second, just forget the name. It doesn't matter if it's Animal Pals or Jungle Pals or Zoo Pals. What's the product? What is the item? What we're selling?
I imagine it's just some kind of like
farm is it like a toys or something, animal farm toys. That's what it sounds like.
It just say bouncing,
like a ball that's like an animal's face, but then I don't know how you clean.
Well, I mean, none of you are correct so far.
Are they just like beanie bags, beanie babies?
Nope. You guys are focusing on the wrong thing. Charlie's line is realistically the only clue in this. Forget the others. When you clean your blank, you see their face. What is the blank in Charlie's sentence that will give you the product?
Mirror.
Yeah, like mirror. Honestly,
when you clean your like mirror, you see their face.
Oh my god.
Everyone's quite more invested in
so
this.
So frustrated.
I can see it.
Tell us what it is. I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. The line is
how deprived I was as a child.
When you, I hope you wasn't this deprived. When you clean your plate, you see their face. It's animal-shaped plates. The bouncing part was more of the lyrics on the screen. Follow the bouncing plate. No, sorry. Follow the bouncing plate, and the plate just bounces on
bouncing
the lyrics.
Bouncing plate? What the?
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with the product. But it's all about...
okay.
They're called Zoo Pals.
I think if you'd show this to a million people...
You did, Charlie. You got it right. I'm like,
you the product, said though. I got it right.
That Zoo Pals.
Yeah, they're called Zoo Pals. They're plates shaped in... like the head of like a lion, an elephant. You can Google it if you want, double check it. These are real adverts.
I do remember the product. But
I didn't have plates.
When you clean your
or food.
Yeah.
I just ate off a cardboard.
Yeah.
They ate the cardboard.
Ate the cardboard.
With a cardboard knife and fork. And then they ate them.
Yeah, I think I'm not gonna say I've almost done that. I'm not gonna say I've done that before, but I've almost done that. Of you know when you get like cellophane wrapped pizza, and I remember the first time I made a pizza, I put it in the oven. I was like, took it out of the oven, lifted it off. I was like, why is it? What the? It was stuck because the plastic layer underneath. I didn't see it there, and it melted. Man, I lost the pizza. Oh. I lost the tray.
My dad did that at like 50 something years old.
No, but it was like it wasn't even like. I would have eaten it. I'm saying that I would have probably attempted it. My mum was like, no freaking way. And I was like, okay, mom. Okay,
that's just built different.
He digested the plastic better than the pizza.
Probably, yeah.
Made him stronger somehow. We move on to number three.
Summers are great, but kids can close 2.5 blanks worth of what they learned in blank. Don't let them fall behind. Call blank at 1-800-blank-blank. Builds lasting skills, habits, and attitudes for long life success.
And with just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks, you will see the results in your child's blank or blank performance, improving one blank level guaranteed.
To learn how to blank helps your child succeed in blank and in life. Call now for this free introductory blank. Call blank at 1-800-blank today.
Rika, your voice is delayed sometimes, so it's understandable, but sometimes you're reading the sentences in, you're adding like a word or taking a word away, and I'm like, it's changing the context of the whole thing. Right,
I think
so,
the word
yeah.
blank just makes it so much like funnier.
Yeah.
So summers are great, but kids can lose 2.5 blanks worth of what they learn in blank. What is this product? If your kids can lose 2.5 blanks worth of what they've learned in blank, what number could you call? What service, what product or item can help them regain what they've lost?
The kids can lose 2.5 weeks worth of what they learned in school. Don't let them fall behind. Call the company number.
Where are you saying weeks?
No, Charlie is playing the game. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Builds lasting skills, habits, and attitudes for lifelong success. Okay, that could just be like bullshit to try and sell it. And with just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks, you will see the results in your child's education or intelligence.
Okay, yeah.
I think blank performance is a key here, guys. Because what else would be something performance?
Drama, art schools, dance schools.
Let's put it this way. If your parents bought you this item, you would not be happy.
It's got to be like a GCSE CD or something, right? Or like a... what did they used to... What was that game that we used to play online?
Do you want to know? Because you're pretty close.
Ooh.
Does any of you guys have a stab?
revision guides.
Ooh, yeah, closer. So it seems closer. Like
it's some kind of like education games.
I'm going to give it to all of you because you've all got the right answer. You're all on the right path. Charlie did really pave the way. This is a, how long is it? Yeah, a 12-week summer DVD course for revision.
Wow.
So you don't DVD. Lose oh, a DVD wow. revision. DVDs were a big deal in our day in the 90s when, you know, when they were like, it's now on, you know, it's on VHS and also on DVD. That was a big deal. Because DVDs were like, whoa, what's bonus features? What's behind the scenes? What do you mean you can flip the CD over and have, you know, I remember those like unedited episodes or the soundtrack to the movie.
Or do you know what? As well, like having a menu.
Yeah, I was thinking
yes.
the same thing.
And yes, the number one thing of DVDs when they first came out, advertisements. No need to rewind. And everyone was like, how do you get back to the beginning?
Yeah, no, you could select chapters.
Yes,
you could actually like pick scenes to skip to. Yes, and stuff. So that got scrapped. That was a stupid idea.
If people weren't on that level, if anyone remembers how exciting DVDs were, it makes sense where they're like, right, how can we make school and revision in the summer holidays essentially interesting? It's like, hey, son, you know, we're gonna do this, this, and this. You're gonna revise. Ah, Dad, it's on DVD. Whoopee! Like, it's not really gonna happen, but they're trying to play that game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the number is, and I love numbers like this, it's 1-800-EDUCATE. So you type the word, and that's, I don't know what the number is. And it's guaranteed to improve your child's reading or math performance, improving one grade level. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Wow.
Guaranteed, bro. Get on that shit.
It's the 90s. Guaranteed on me shit.
Yeah, everything was guaranteed.
Because guaranteed now means everything. just to get it in there, just inspire some performance. Still make it your own, but don't forget these are hardcore American 90s ads. You know, these are very kids. And I mean, every voice was, I must imagine, the same guy. He may have made so much money. But yeah, DVD materials. This next one is something that I'm familiar with. And we can take it whenever we're ready. Rakesh, it's you. You take your time drinking, sunshine.
Four on, right?
Number four.
What's squishy, stretchy, and transforms almost anything?
Whoa!
Blank is fun. You can feel it, roll it, mold it, or cover it. That's the way you blank it. Look, now you can turn anything into a fabulous blank creation. Transform this wooden fossil into a fierce blank T-Rex. Turn this ordinary toy car into a blanking fast dragster. Or change this plain dollhouse into a blank-tastic mansion. Blank sticks to almost anything, and when you're done, squish it back and start all over, or let it harden and keep it forever.
Hey, kids!
Hey, kids!
What was that? Clay is messy and hard to start, but blank turns fun into a work of art. Check it out. Tiny blank microbeads magically stick together and form any shape you want. Now craft fancy blank to wear, model creepy blank critters, or build an erupting blank of blank. Plus, mix and match colors for any design you can imagine.
Hey, kids, create a stylish jewelry case.
Yeah.
Or a funky blank face. Blank your pencils till they're cool. Or show some spirit at school. I don't know if that was meant to rhyme. Make costume masks, even blank rainbow glasses. Take blank outside and the fun will go on. Blank your bike, scooter, skateboard, your shoes. With blank in your hands, the fun never stops. Just ask anyone who blanks, from parents to tots.
It's fun.
You can feel.
Okay. That sounds so familiar.
The formula is so familiar. Every time I heard these ads, I was like, I swear to God, I must have heard. It's like, no, it's just the same guy with the same rhythm. Chaz, I loved it, by the way.
Same enthusiasm.
So what is what is this exactly? There is like a product name to this. It's one of those things where I think the product name has become the name of the thing itself because they created this from scratch, if that makes sense.
Mm.
It's not like, like Play-Doh. Yeah, exactly that. So you don't have to get the name exactly right, but what do you think they're trying to sell here? It's obviously clearly tailored for kids, it seems. What do you guys think it is?
I think the tiny blank micro beads bit is like a clue. It seems like something you mold together and trying to say you could do everything and anything with it.
Like slime.
It sticks to anything. Whatever it is, it sticks to anything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
What can you mold in blue? No, I'm not blue tag.
A lot of houses were ruined by this thing, I bet.
I remember it. Isn't it like the black slime with all the little micro beads in it? And you can like stretch it and bounce it and shit. It's like
No. Not blank. I know what you're talking about. It's something probably on that level, maybe a competitor, but it's not a blank slime per se.
Oh, was it Magic Putty? Is that what it was called?
Very close. You are very, 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 very close. Do you know what, Chad? Actually, you might have actually been right. Because I didn't realize. Because in the advert, it shows you one way. But when I Google it, there's multiple colors. So you might be correct. Basically, it's a material that looks like this. This is called a phloam. F-O-L.
Flo.
Sorry. Yeah, F-L-O-A-M. Phloam.
Do you know, it rings a bell, but yeah, it's basically like slime in the early
squishy
days.
Stuff,
yes, yeah. I think it's one of those things where if you add water to it, the microbeads relax and releases, almost a bit sandy-ish. And then if you leave it to dry, so it shows like, you know, the kid's got a toy car, he puts this thing, he creates spikes, and then lets it dry. Now the car's got spikes, for example. You can adapt it to whatever.
A lot of things.
Yeah. I feel like it's something you'd throw at the wall and be like, uh-oh. There's a big mark just like flubbered on the wall.
Can't reach it.
Mom! Yeah, it's just drooping down. Mom walks in, you're like, oh, it's going to fall on her head.
So, well done, by the way. So this next one, there's a little bit of just some guidance at the top. I would just read it because I'm setting the scene. Because some of the adverts is like, we can't just read it. So I've set a little dynamic up there in black. Text
sounds a bit like Push from that beginning.
From what?
That beginning bit.
What are you talking about?
What's Push?
Yeah, Rikesh, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm disappointed that you even mentioned it because the game is you don't know.
Well, this is your chance, mate. You're on the podcast. Would you like to explain to us and to everyone?
I will do a report on this film and I'll make you listen, okay? Don't make me fucking go there. I swear to God, I will rewatch a film I watched over like 15 years ago. I'll do it.
Right, ready?
Right, have you already saved direction at the beginning? Because this is going to test you now. Now number five, I'm going in.
All right.
You got to be on it, okay?
Tired of looking like a fool when your blanks aren't cool? And why do tiny blanks take so long to make?
Well, get in the spotlight with Big Top Blanks, the fast and easy way to make colossal blanks that are up to 25 times bigger. Everyone's face will light up when you make a king-size blank house. Grab your camera to remember those giant blanks your family makes together. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Just fill with any cake mix. Bake and decorate. Wow, that jumbo blank looks amazing. Big Top's quick release silicone.
Guys, is flexible and fast. Really? Nothing sticks. Okay. So a perfect blank pops out every time, making it the ultimate party activity. Mix
and match delicious flavors like strawberry
and chocolate.
The possibilities are endless.
Look, nothing's more thrilling than a chocolate filling made easy with our optional magic blank insert. Fill Big Tops with
and pudding.
This is
mousse
gelatin,
even your favorite ice cream. Oh, now these you gotta say sorry, Rick.
Oh, I can't believe this is happening.
Now these tiny blanks won't do,
but 15 times bigger feeds the whole crew. Big blank
Just fill, bake, and decorate. Get the fuck out of here.
Plus, it's dishwasher safe.
You could join the show with Big Blank for $19.95.
Guys, seriously, we can't afford to lose another gig.
We'll even include this idea book free.
And use the tips to make a silly clown face. That's sure to get a laugh.
Clown face? What the fuck? When?
We're
why
not
are we going
done.
For fuck's sake.
These awesome animal blank cutters to make three-dimensional blanks. Make yummy.
Lions.
Or tasty.
Elephants.
A $20 value.
Free.
And.
Call right now. And as a bonus, we'll double your order.
Double. Screwed.
Just pay processing and handling.
Oh, fuck it. You two fucking. Two big
and blank. Two idea books.
And two 3D blank cutters.
$100 value.
Four.
$19.95. Call or log on to get yours now. This is not a real advert.
You
surely.
Would be. No, honest to God, you'd be surprised. The only bits I added was Rikesh in the background. That's it. All because this guy just took this fucking advert, this whole paragraph, and he went in. It was like he was competing with himself. This was all one guy, and I was like, "This is too much. This is too much to ask you guys to do." So as I was writing, I was like, "It just sounds like he's interrupted himself." So I was like, "I'm gonna make this difficult." Well done, well bloody done to all of you. That was not an easy one.
I don't know how it's going to come out, but I'll edit it to make it.
That's going to be.
I would honestly
because I think I'm a bit delayed for Charlie, as far as I can tell.
Oh, was I like jumping in over you too late?
Yeah, it was like.
On my end, I was like, as soon as you finished, like, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, on my end, Charlie's like 2 seconds after Fraser. Like Fraser will just finish, and then Charlie will begin. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
I'll
We're
interrupt
all on
you soon
Skype.
Next time as well.
This item is not special. It's just that the advert.
I had to read it again because I don't even know what was going on.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what. Take a break. Let me read it to you guys. I think that's fair. Okay. I'm about to read it from my script. Okay. So, tired of looking like a fool when your blanks aren't cool? And why do tiny blanks take so long to make? Well, get in the spotlight with Big Tops Blanks, the fast and easy way to make colossal blanks that are 25 times bigger. Everyone's face will light up when you make a king-size blank house. Grab your camera to remember those giant blanks to get your family, to those giant blanks your family makes together. It's so easy. Just fill it with any cake mix, bake and decorate. Wow, that jumbo blank looks amazing. With Big Tops Quick Release Silicone. Quick Release Silicone is flexible and virtually nothing sticks. So a perfect blank pops out every time, making the ultimate party activity. Mix and match delicious flavors like strawberry and chocolate. The possibilities are endless. Look, nothing's more thrilling than a chocolate cake, made easy with an optional magical blank insert. Fill Big Tops with pudding, mousse, gelatine, even your favorite ice cream. Now, these tiny blanks won't do, but 25 times bigger feeds the whole crew. With Big Blank, just fill, bake, and decorate. Plus, it's dishwasher safe. You can join the show with Big Blank for $19.95. We'll even include this book for free. And use the tips to make a silly clown face that's sure to make to get a laugh. But we're not done. We'll give you these awesome animal blank cutters to make three-dimensional blanks. Make yummy lions or tasty elephants. A $20 value. Free. And call right now. And as a bonus, we'll double your order. Just pay processing and handling. You get two big blanks and two idea books and two 3D blank cutters, a whopping $100 value, but only for $19.95. Call or log on now to get yours.
Easy bake oven.
Honest to God, man, the fact that you guys had to interrupt each other. it's not a memorable item like that. I'd be very.
Is it like a baking mix?
It is basically
some kind of cookie baking,
like a mold for
Rikesh said it is a mold. But all the spiel at the end with the animal cutters, trying to sell it to you of like, we'll give you this for free. That's nothing of the product. It's all about a cake silicone mold, and this guy went in.
Oh, that's sad. He's begging. He's basically begging, like, please, right now, please.
I like the bit when I'm like, we'll even include this idea book, and then you're like, and.
Like, I know that's not enough. Here's some more. Please, just take everything I've got.
Honest to God, as you guys were reading it, I was like, did I write the clown face bit? Did I write that bit? And I'm reading it back. I'm reading the actual original version. I'm like, nope, I only added Rikesh. She's like, come on, guys. Really? Please.
He's in a fugue state.
Oh, my God. This one's a short and sweet one. There is a song involved. So, listeners, we will be delayed and out of sync, but I just go with it, okay?
Wow, okay, these lyrics, let's go.
Yeah, I know. That's why some of these adverts, I deleted some of them, and I was like, nah, these are pointless. And some of them, I was like, nah, it's just too good for the blank.
Right.
Okay. You can start whenever you're ready for
it. With blanks blank, your mouth will really rock.
Once you get some bits in your mouth, you'll be in trouble.
Where would your mouth scream about? How would your tongue roll about? Take it away!
Whoa, camp house blanks.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
This was the whole advert, by the way. This is the whole advert.
Oh, shit.
There's more visuals to it. It sounds like a 5-second ad, but the visuals are hilarious. What do you guys... What is this advertising?
It's got to be Cool Pop Rocks, isn't it?
Just for the sake of the listeners, I'm just going to re-sing that little lyric bit. Just if people don't hear it properly. Once you get some bits in your mouth, you'll be in trouble. Blank, where would your mouth stream about? Blank, how would your tongue roll about? Take it away! Whoa, Campbell blanks! Oh, yeah. There's not a lot of rhythm to that, but just to get an idea.
Oh,
this was the level of advertising in the 90s, kids. It wasn't like YouTube 5-second ads where it was like, straight in your face. This is like, no, we can have a song and dance, because if you want to watch your TV show, you need to wait, or you've gone toilet, or you've gone to make a cup of tea. And the adverts
always get
louder.
The
adverts always get louder. What are we selling here, boys?
I think Pop Rocks. Popping candy.
That's a good guess. You're not right. That's a good guess.
Oh, thank you anyway. Yeah. Cheers.
I feel like it's some kind of sweet, right?
I thought maybe Kool-Aid, but maybe the candy cigarette things. In the little packs.
I will say this. The key word that you want to look at is in the song. Blank O.
Blank O.
If blank O. If once I give you that word, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, I've heard of this. But it is not candy, sweets, cigarette sweets, whatever they're called,
sour
Pop Rocks. They're not sours. I will tell you this now, you're right. It is something edible. It's not candy. It's not sweets. You're on the wrong track.
Was Rick closer with a drink?
Nope. It is food. It's, we're going to have some Something-O's.
Oh.
Cheerios.
Is it some kind of cereal?
Cheerios? No, but you're kind of getting the thing. It's one of those words where you're like, oh, Diddle-O's. It's... We've heard it before. It's probably more American. We've got it here. But that this terminology is more American. We definitely heard this.
It's a cereal.
No, right? It's not cereal. This is not anything sweet or desserty.
Oreo?
No. This is a savory food.
Mouthwash?
No. Savory food.
No, I hope you don't
savory
eat...
food.
I hope you don't eat your mouthwash. I'll give you guys one or two more guesses, and then I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Something goes.
In all fairness, there's barely any context to this.
Onion O's? Guys...
Like... No, but you're on. You're kind of, again, you're kind of getting the vibe. Crisps. Something O's. It's not crisps, though. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
It's not crisps.
Cakes.
It's not anything cake. Sweet or desserty. At home. Do you have a guess?
Dinner.
Nope, you're wrong. Charlie, you're right. The listeners were wrong. But Charlie, yeah, something dinner-ish.
Dominio.
you're on the right. You're closer. You're the closest we've been so far.
Guys.
Guys, please. Help me.
I'm stumped. I passed.
It's okay.
SpaghettiOs.
It's SpaghettiOs.
Yes!
Charlie!
Yes! Oh, that's the best.
Well done, ever. Mate. With SpaghettiOs pasta, your mouth will really rock.
Oh, really?
It literally is a whole ton of SpaghettiOs. Thank you. Well done, Charlie.
They had a serious narrator in there, like, with SpaghettiOs.
No. I wouldn't call him so serious.
This summer.
He was very, like, he gave the line very straight. And then this song kicked off, you know. Once you get a bit in your mouth, da-da-da-da-da. And it was like, you know, with SpaghettiOs pasta, your mouth really rock.
Mom, I want SpaghettiOs.
What's Campbell's?
That's the brand.
It's Campbell's.
Campbell's, yeah.
Campbell's, not Campbell's.
No, he's a Campbell's. No,
it's spelled it Campbell's.
Oh, sorry. I might have spelled it wrong. Sorry. Apologies, that was my bad.
I still thought that would have helped me anyway, but yeah.
I've never known like the brand. I've always like SpaghettiOs and SpaghettiOs. That's it. You know? But yeah. I spelt that wrong. Apologies. Right. We move on to number 7. We're halfway, lads. Should we do an ad break now or after this one? Ad break?
Yeah, ad break.
Go on.
Let's have an ad break. Let's have a real bloody ad break. Yeah. Hey, everyone. Sirhan here. I hope you're enjoying this episode of Red Jackson so far. We can't wait to release everything we have in store to entertain you with this season. Firstly, thank you so much for your support so far. Let us know what you think of this episode by leaving a like or a dislike and sharing around with your family, your friends, your cat, your dog, that weird neighbor across the road that you're pretty sure is a cool guy, but you're never quite sure enough. Anyone that you think would enjoy this very specific brand of comedy and entertainment. And as I'm sure you know, hitting that subscribe button, follow or favorite button means that you can stay updated on our future releases, and it goes a long way to helping just the podcast out as well. You know, admin stuff. At the end of the day, if you enjoy it, that's what matters most. And if we enjoy making it, that's also what matters most. All engagement is welcome. Would love to hear from you. You could always leave a comment for us on this episode and we'll get right back to you. Alternatively, you can message us on our Instagram page where you can find a collection of our ad breaks, clipped out and possibly animated for your entertainment. Find us at Red Jackson Podcast on Instagram and we hope you enjoy. For anything else, you're welcome to contact us by email rjopoddy@gmail.com. That is rjopoddy@gmail.com. All the relevant details will be chucked in the description below. We hope you continue to tune into our podcast and we appreciate your continued support in this season. Now, enough from me. Back to this amazing episode of Red Jackson! And welcome back, everyone. Wow, what an ad break that was.
Insane.
Have you guys noticed how much, and it is, I think, genuinely a staple of the 90s. That's why I left it the way it was. This item, 1995. It's always 1995. I know, like, the whole 99 pence thing is psychological. You know, it's not £20, it's 1999. But it's always, especially American, 1995. And I'm like, it popped up so many times.
Mm-hmm.
They never say dollars. They never say the currency. It's just 1995. I don't know. That's why I left it as it was. It sounds so, like, nonchalant, like it's not important. But realistically, we don't have that pricing summary in modern day ads, if that makes. When do you ever hear 1995 or blah 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 a month? It's always just like, you know, get a monthly subscription, that's about it.
Yeah,
whatever the price is going to be, or £7, £12 a month, but it's not that staple price.
Mm-hmm.
So we move on to number 7. This is Rikesh's favorite number. This is his favorite powerful number, I must admit. So Rick, you've got the bulk of this one, dude, and I've given you a little little stage direction for yourself.
I saw the stage direction. I'm tempted to just do the complete opposite of the stage direction.
You don't have to. These are suggestions, because as I'm writing it, or I was reading it back, Moss, I can hear it in someone's voice. If you don't want to do it, go for it.
I'll try and do the voice. There's a big chunk to do in that voice. We'll give it
a go. I love that this starts with O. It's such a random O.
All right. Oh, your child can visit steamy blanks, grassy blanks, and the dark depths of the blank to meet and learn the surprising blanks about the magnificent blanks that live there. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
All through that captivating, colorful pages of blank books, the publication is especially created for young readers. Each monthly issue of Blank Books is packed with breathtaking full blank photos and scientifically accurate blanks.
Whoa.
Puzzle flow plus games and puzzles. Today through this exclusive TV offer, you can get 12 fascinating issues of Blank Books for the special price of $19.95.
I said it.
When you call or use a credit card, we'll include the blanks issue as a gift. Plus, you'll also get the blank full collection of blank stickers and the blank poster. So order blank books today and send blanking and fun to a child you love.
To order 12 fascinating issues of blanking books for $19.95, call 1-800-411-BLANK-BLANK. When you call, we'll include the bonus blank issue with stickers and blank poster with your order. Call 1-800-441-BLANK-BLANK. You must be 18 years or older to call.
You know what? Some of these sentences, as you guys are reading, I'm like, did I write this wrong? No, that is the way the narrator really has. It's like when Rikesh stopped, and it was perfect. It was like this proper, I put it as the Game Pass voice, by the way, for him, for the listeners. And it was like, today, through this exclusive TV offer. That's a very advert way of speaking. You know, it's a very advert, but you would never be like, you know, today, by coming to my house, we'll have a good time today. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't invite me around that way. It just feels weird. But it is only for $19.95, guys. I mean, come on. That's a bargain.
Mm.
That is a bargain.
I reckon this has got to be a console.
A console? A
console.
Ooh.
I don't know, actually. Blank Books is the bit that throws it.
Oh, like issues a comic and stuff. Subscription.
Yeah, if it's
like
a comic book run or something.
Yeah,
or
a subscription
book.
To something.
Okay.
Or...
Cool.
Or like a gaming magazine or something.
Okay, it is a book of sorts. You are right. It's not anything electronic or technological.
Was it something like...
accurate.
Oh, shit, what was that?
Oh, sorry.
Just was that one that was like Dennis the Menace and stuff like that? I can't remember.
Albino.
Albino. Something like that.
It's still a comic, though. Mm-hmm. Just for our younger listeners who may not be like comic book people or reading people, a book is basically... Imagine your phone screen. But it's been made from, and this is going to sound fucking nuts if you don't know this, it's been made from chopped down trees into really thin layers. It's not wood.
Wow.
It's paper. And
terrible
words.
For the environment, you know.
Terrible
we're sorry
for the
about
environment.
That. It was the generation before us, wasn't us?
It was. But I mean, we have screens now that we plug in charging using electricity, which apparently uses fossil fuels, to still read that book every time we read it. But once I've chopped that tree down once, I've got that book forever and it will never cause harm again.
No speakers, no camera. Can't be tracked.
Oh, no. Of course. I mean, if you're going to grab a book and be like, hey, Google, it's not going to answer you back. Sorry for being piss takey. I've had a long day at work, so I'm a little bit trippy right now. I'm a little bit like, I'm on overdrive. But yeah. Sorry. So what type of book is this? I love how deep Charlie is in this. I see Charlie like twiddling his thumb almost like.
It's got to be a Reader's Club like thing, right? So like they send you almost like Love Film, but like Love Book. They just send you a book.
It's kind of like that. But it's like it's let's say it's a limited run. It's a limited run, so it's not like a magazine or book every month of the month. It's like there's this many, and that's it.
Is like it a book for like a specific hobby?
It's a book, for a specific. Subject, yes. It's
science.
No, not science. I would say that the first line is probably your biggest clue. Your child can visit steamy blanks, grassy blanks and the dark depths of blanks to meet and learn about surprising
nature
blanks.
Like nature.
Very, very close. What's in
I think
nature?
It's like bugs or
what's
something.
In nature?
Animals.
So this is 12 issues, an encyclopedia type books called Zoo Books. All about animals.
Again.
It's just about animals. It's encyclopedia style. It's 12 issues.
That's cool.
Only if they're about horses.
It's a whole book.
That's 12 books of horses.
Charlie's the only one that rings and goes, listen, I know you got 12.
But I just wonder why.
No, so we can save you all. Seriously.
So that's issue 8. It hasn't come out yet.
Sorry, Charlie. Look, if it makes you feel better, I didn't even call for a book, and they just sent me the gorilla one just because. You know, if that helps. We move on to number 8. Oh, I'm in this one.
That's literally nearly your first line.
I wanted to give everyone's. I'm more in the next ones. I gave the first half to you guys just because I knew what was going to happen. I knew the rhythm. Let you guys figure your one out. Okay. Oh, not tonight, sweetie. You've had blank every night this week.
God damn.
Oh, I love it.
Charlie, you're a child narrator.
Oh, I love it. You sounded pretty
talkative. I know, right?
Okay. Ah, oh, but I love blank.
What
are you talking about? Eat blanky blank. Blank.
Here,
have a blank. Blank. It's our it's duty our and
measure support to support mission the mission of giving blanks.
Never know.
Oh, it's all blank. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I'm happy. Oh, you're no, I'm glad. I'm glad you're here. What?
What do you want for dinner?
Black it.
I thought you said something else, mate. I was like, what are you reading? Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Fucking hell. Oh, my God. Blankety blank. Boy, this stuff sure is good.
You're damn right, it is, boy.
That song killed me.
Okay. I don't know what to make. I'm just gonna read back the song that I put for this advert just for the listeners. So the song is, what are you talking about? Eat blanky blank. Here, have a blank. It's our duty and pleasure to support the mission of giving blanks. You never know. It's all blank. Yeah, I'm happy you're gone. I'm glad you're here.
Well, what was so the
I remember, so, I don't know. I remember the visuals of the advert. I can't remember the rhythm, man. The only rhythm I really genuinely remember was the Zoo Powers one. Like, I, Zoo Powers. And maybe we shouldn't get the rhythm. I don't know. But
how is it a song if it starts with, what are you talking about? Eat blanky blank. Okay, I get that. Here, have a blank. And then it's just, it's our duty and pleasure to support the mission of giving.
It ends with, so yeah, I'm happy you're gone. I'm glad you're
here. Do you know what we'll do? We'll look into the copyright of the audio ad. I don't think there's an issue. I did have a little look into it. There wasn't a major issue. And what we'll do is we'll just insert the song here for our listeners. Because these are all verbatim from real adverts that existed. So this there is a rhythm to this somewhere out there. What is this selling, boys?
Crispy pancakes.
Pizza.
Your Rickish is a bit closer. A little bit closer. It's not pizza, but it's...
Oh. Pizza roll? Pizza...
It's not pizza. It's not cheese. Oven food. What type of food is pizza? What culture does it come from?
Italian.
So we're more closer with it. It's Italian food. It's not oven-based.
Italian.
SpaghettiOs.
not twice, boy.
Lucky Charms.
Boy.
just saying Lucky Charms. He's not listened to any of the clues.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. It's an Italian food. Lucky Charms.
No, it's none of those things. It's none of those things.
What's pizza like? Lucky Charms.
Rick has had a very confusing childhood.
Is it a pasta?
It is a type of pasta again. This is, and it looks bloody
macaroni and cheese.
No, it's not. Shut up, Rickish. You're just a blank screen for me right now. You don't exist.
Pasta, macaroni.
No. Fraser kind of got it right. It's one of those foods where it is pasta, and I'm just going to elongate this. It's one of those foods that, you know, when you put it on your plate and the food comes in a certain container and it retains the shape of that container.
If it empty noodles. Out,
it's like a noodle. Yeah, it's basically tin pasta. It's pasta in a tin. Ugh. And the whole advert is, I mean, look, I've had good tin pasta. I'm not going to complain. Beggars can't be choosers. But yeah, when I saw pictures, it looked rank. But it's basically, okay. I'm going to put on the advert. If it is copyright, we can take it out. Because I need to hear this song now. But basically, it's about a kid and a mum in the supermarket. And the kid walks up to the aisle and points at the tin. And she's like, I want that. And obviously, it's like, oh, no, not tonight, sweetie. You've had, what's it called? Hold on. Chef Boyardee. I've never heard of it. I know the food type, but it must be an American thing. And the kid's like, oh, but I love this pasta. And then they walk away, and then the tin just falls off the shelf and just follows them home, and this song plays. And then the mum's like, right, what do you want for dinner? And the kid's like, oh, my God, it's the food has arrived. Like, it's come from the shop. I want Chef Boyardee. Mmm, boy, this stuff is good. Like, that's basically the premise of this advert.
Oh, not tonight, sweetie. You've had Chef every night this week.
But I love Chef.
Somebody needs to remix this tune.
Kid just lets it out.
It's possessed.
How's it finding them? They're in a car. Sorry, I am enticed by this video so far. It was following traffic laws, like it stopped at the lights, but now it's on the pavement.
Yeah, stop at the
now
light.
It's crossing a road. Oh my God. It's thinking.
Wow.
It's Sentinel, bro.
Skills.
What do you want for dinner? Yeah!
She's creeped out. She was so creeped out. Oh my God. She was like, yeah?
I don't think she's creeped out.
She's gonna throw it at her mum and just like knock her out.
She looked kind of evil, though. She didn't look scared. She was more like, "Hello, mad pretty.
I'm gonna use these to kill you, mother."
Right. I'm jumping to the next one, boys. Number 9, because this is all me. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. I'm working for an hourly wage. I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More blank is what I'm looking at. When I get a blank, I'll make a big salary. Can't do that one. So now I've got to see which blank is right for me. I went on the internet and found blank connection. I've got some free tests to find out my direction. I'm taking my blank online, yeah. Getting my blank on my own time, yeah. Blank connection, match me to the right blank for free.
Get connected for free with blank connection. Get blanked for free.
Who wants to get blanked for free?
Get blanked.
Get blanked. Hey, you. Yeah, you, get blanked.
Get blanked. God damn.
What is this?
It's got to be like Indeed or something, like a job search site.
Consider that this is the 1990s to like early 2000s.
Mm.
Again, we'll bring a bit of context to this. Around that time, look, one advert used the word DVD.
Drugs.
This? No. Get online, get some drugs. Get blank for free. This is using the word internet. Firstly, we don't really use the word internet advertising now because it's insinuated. You know it's going to be on online is the best you'll get. Get on our app. Get on this. It's using the word internet. So it's like, oh, this is something that's like maybe not the most fun thing, but we've got it on the internet and that's cool and hip and all the kids right. love it. So
we have a website.
We have a website. You're like,
you
whoa.
Can get to three different web pages.
Bro. Yeah, 100%. You know, at this point, the internet was truly a database. So yeah, get connected for free with Blank Connection. What is this? What is this advertising? What is this? What service or product is this trying to sell?
Jobs, surely. It's like the only word I can think of that like makes sense in all of these blanks.
The,
it's got to be a job thing.
It's kind of yes. And you want a good job because you want to get good money. How do you get a good job?
Oh, like on a course, maybe.
Qualification.
Like get a qualification. Like university or a degree search thing.
Indeed it is. This is a kind of, this is one of the first examples of an online education.
In the 90s.
This is 90s to 2000, I think early 2000-ish. But remember, the internet became more public use from 2000 onwards. So this is still probably like 2000 to 2003-4 maximum, because the compilation I used was only in that parameter. So this was early days of the idea of, I worked for an hourly wage. I went to high school. I didn't do great. Education is what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. That's why the salary word threw me off for a second.
Right.
So, yeah, this is basically an online degree.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Didn't know that was a thing in the 90s.
I barely knew that was a thing in our day.
I bet it was so easy.
What's your name?
What is your name?
You're a doctor.
You pair.
You're a doctor. Next question is really specific. I was like, has a can ever followed you home from the supermarket to wash your mouth for some dinner? No? You can't join our course. Yeah, we move on to number 10. Number 10.
Okay.
Say hello to the blank pets.
It's a blank.
It's a blank.
It's a blank pet.
Blank pets good, are man. Cute, huggable pets that pop it open into full-size blanks. They're soft, they're cuddly, and they make perfect blanks.
It's a blank!
Moms, your kids will absolutely love their blank pets.
It's a blank pet!
You simply undo the hook, I loop the strap, and the pack pops open into a full-size blank. Just fold it up, reattach the hook and loop, and it's back to a cuddly blank. It's fun and easy. Playtime, sleep time, anytime. Kids of all ages love their blank pets.
It's a blank pet.
Okay. It's a pet.
It's everyone singing. Pet. Pet. Cheers, guys.
Sorry, Janet.
There's a band of blank, a lady blank, a blank, a blank, a uni blank, a doll blank, a bumble blank, a mon blank, and so many more. Everyone needs a blank. Why not have fun? Why not have a fun blank? Blank pets are great for travel. Look, PJs fit right inside, perfect for the overnight trip to Grandma's house. This is more than just another stuffed blank. This is a blank that your child or grandchildren will use every night. It's a blank with a purpose. Every blank pet is made of ultra-soft, high-quality blank. The heavy-duty blanks ensures years of enjoyment, and they're even machine blank balls. Did you need to put washable?
You didn't need to put washable
as a blank. Blank pets are so soft and blankable. All it takes is one blank, and your child or grandchildren will fall in love with their blank pet.
Okay, everyone.
Oh, sorry.
No,
Charlie,
it's
that's just you. This is one kid. This is your kid
it's
three.
A blank pet. It's a blank pet.
Whoop.
Over a million kids are already enjoying their very own blank pets. Every blank pet is so cute and unique, the hardest part is choosing which one to get. Go online to www.blankpets.com. to see the full selection of blank pets. If you have a birthday, holiday, or special blank coming up, blank pets make the perfect $20 gift. Imagine your child or grandchildren face when they get their blank pet. Blank pets come with a full 60-day money-back guarantee. So go online right now to www.blankpets.com. That's www.blankpets.com.
It's a blank. It's a pet. It's a blank.
Blank.
Pet.
A top jewel blank pet today.
I just want to put it out there. I didn't realize that the biggest challenge of this episode was going to be the word blank. Because it throws people off. Secondly, it will sound like black sometimes. I will put that out there. And the last thing I will say is the blank pet sounds like a really bland pet. Like he's got no personality. Like, oh my God, we've got a Labrador. You okay, boy?
They have a website. I can't believe it.
And I Googled this because I was like, let me remind myself what they look like. This website is still up.
It's not surprising. Set. They're still popular.
It's blank pets are really popular.
I mean, they're a stab at it. It's the backpack pet things, isn't it? It's the ones that like fold out and then you fold them back into pets.
You're right. It can be used as a backpack, but it's not advertised as a backpack per se. Oh. It's called something else. It's advertised in a different way. The word blank pet. If you get the word blank, you know exactly what it is. And yes, it can be used.
Is it blanket?
No. Okay. It's not.
Blank was misleading.
Blank pets.
Is it also like a sleeping bag or something?
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not a sleeping bag. It's not. I wouldn't say it's big enough for a child to sleep in.
Is it a bag?
It can be used as a bag because it's advertised as a cuddly toy. Cuddly toy, kind of.
Pillow.
Fraser got it.
Pillow
pets. It's called pillow.
Pillow pet.
I'm showing the lads now. They've still got. I can't. I'm really sure where they
are. That bear's like, help me.
They've still got
Jack Skellington.
Get me out of this hole. Jack Skellington.
So they're called pillow pets. They're about $35 now. So inflation. It was 20, unfortunately.
Not bad. It's not a bad job.
Not bad. For over like good, probably like 20 or so years. And it's you can use it as a bag, as a backpack for kids, but you can use it as a pillow and you can cuddle it like a teddy.
That's cute. That's cool.
It's totally cool.
I want for Christmas.
Did you?
No, that's right.
He knows what he wants.
Christmas.
You never know. You know, again, it's one of those items where I was like, I don't really remember this, but I feel like, yeah, stuff like this was around in our day. It feels like it's familiar territory for our generation. Kids now are like, I got an iPad. I'm like, I got a pillow pet. But the really, really poor kids are like, I got a blank pet. He was slightly run over. He didn't quite die.
He's seen some things.
He's seen some things. PTSD dog. Yeah, boy. Oh, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Oh, man. You can go in your
Shall I go American? Or shall I go English?
Whatever you want, man. Just be passionate is what I would ask.
Okay. Here they come, screaming across the sky. It's lots and lots of jets and planes. The greatest collection of aviation blanks we've ever offered. And for this special TV offer, you can get two blanks for the price of one.
You get to see big planes, little planes, stunt planes, and passenger planes, even planes that fly real low.
We've got old planes, new planes, fast planes, slow planes, smoking planes, even planes in supersonic speeds, plus much, much, much more when you order lots and lots of jets and planes.
God damn it. Each blank is jam-packed with lots of high-flying action. This TV offer is not available in stores. Remember, you can get two blanks over 2 hours of non-stop aviation action for the price of one. Oh, fuck's sake. It's
lots and lots of jets and planes. Jets and planes.
You can order now and receive a free bonus blank of jet songs. You must be 18 years or older to buy.
It's a call 1-888-300 blank. Parents call 888-1300 blank. Satisfaction guarantee. That's 1-300-888 blank for lots and lots and lots of jets and planes.
The fact that this advert existed as it did and what it was selling, I was like, you know, one of those moments you're like, who would buy this? And I thought, no, I can think of like at least two people in my life that would really genuinely buy this and be like,
I mean,
this?
If that came on TV as a kid, I'd have been like, holy shit.
I don't know what they're selling. I'm not old enough to understand it, but I want jets and planes. What is this selling? I swear to God, this is genuinely the advert. This is genuinely the advert. And he was really passionate about this as well.
I mean, maybe I'm thinking the little foam planes you get that you used to have the little thingy on the end and you could throw them.
I'd be honest with you. If it was that, I would understand the passion. Oh. But no, it's not that.
It's something more boring.
Okay. It's something more like, it's.
Is it like photos of planes? Or...
No, it's little it's postcards. It's one step up from a photo of planes. But you're on the right
models of planes.
No, it's not as creative or as fun as models.
Is it crisps?
No, it's not crisps. It's a model. It's not models. It's not a model of a plane. It's not. It's one step over a picture.
Is it stickers?
No, it's not stickers.
Ah, that's good.
It's not. That is a good guess, in all fairness. It's not stickers. If you take loads of photos. Mm. Frame by frame, back to back, and you'd
a
make
magazine.
Really... Oh. No,
is it
a photo?
So
album?
Is it one of those flick books? Right,
I'm
going
to tell you because
things.
You guys are making this way more fun than it needs to be. I'm going to give you one last clue because this is why for me I don't get it because I'm not passionate about jets and planes, especially to buy this thing. You know when people you see people and you think, why would you play like Farm Simulator? Why? I just don't get it. Why would you play, like, you know, Drive to Work Simulator? It just feels mundane. You're not really making the most of it. I'm not enjoying it. So it's not, obviously it's not a game and it's not a simulator, but it's got that same element of why, what is exciting about this interaction with jets and fucking planes? You can't stick it. You can't play with it. You can't break it. You can't have fun with it. All you can do is...
Oh, is it actually just like a DVD about jets?
Literally
and
a DVD collection of lots and lots of jets and planes. And it's exactly what Charlie said. You got big planes, fast planes, old planes. This guy went in. This guy was like, you don't have to pay me. I will fucking... Just give me one of the DVDs at least. I only thought of Chris. Bless him. I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm like, I feel like Chris would be a guy to be like, I'm going to sit down and watch my passion. Without ever getting involved,
I'm gonna order that DVD. I'm gonna call 1-300-888 right now.
I kept changing the number if you noticed.
I did, yeah, because it confused me a lot. I had no rhythm to it. I was like, wait, it's changed. Just changed again.
I thought you had a different number for kids and adults.
Yeah, yeah, parents
that,
call.
It did sound like when I heard it back, I was like, oh, this sounds a bit. Like kidnapping, it's like, you know, kids call this number, parents call this number. I dropped one in my head. I'll jump on the next one. So DVD of Jets and Planes, one of those pointless items for someone like me, but one of the best adverts I had in this. It was the most like DVDs. I was like, okay. Okay,
was the original advert just one person?
No, it was still two. The second narrator. I mean, it might have not been a second narrator because their voices are so similar, but it was like Charlie's big spiel. And then the last person or the gap, there's a gap. And then it's, you know, how the narrator does that fast talking bit. You can order now. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, terms and conditions apply. That's the only bit that's like segmenting off the whole like big place, little place. That's why I did in a more bored person because like, it needs a little. Mm. Set the tone, you know, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I'll add to it
for that last bit where it was meant to be so cool. Well, Nate, you put excited, so that's why I went over the top with it. You can't do that excitedly going, so cool, 1 year, 300.
I mean, your excitement didn't make me want to buy it, to be fair, mate.
Fair
enough, I'll take that.
It appealed to that 90s kid in me. I'm like, I'm not old enough to understand what you're selling, but whoa, you are so excited. I'm getting
excited. This guy really
I want it. All right, move on to the next one. This one's quite easy, I would say. I wanted to make some of it a bit more easy.
Number 12.
It's the blanky do haunted house blank. Spin the spinner and move through the house with secret mummy traps.
Blank's been trapped. Watch out, Blankney.
Good job, Blanky. Let's see who the ghost really is.
It's old man Blankster from the lighthouse.
The blanky do haunted house blank. Solve the mystery and play today. What is it?
Scooby-Doo.
It is something Scooby-Doo based.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo haunted house.
Haunted house?
Oh.
Board game, right? Something.
It's a board game because we're in the 90s. Yes, this is a Scooby-Doo.
Spin the spinner.
Board game. I think it's one that's like, it's a board game, but like, I'd probably call it more like a tabletop game, you know, like sort of like Rat Trap. It's got a bit of apparatus and a bit of movement and stuff. It's not like a Monopoly, just cardboard, and you interact. I think it's more like that. But for all intents and purposes, it's Scooby-Doo board game. And they have made a comeback. I went to a cafe last week, and it is a board game cafe. And these guys had literally every... games I've never heard of or thought of. They've got like a full index. This shit was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Big comeback. Sort of like the LP comeback, you know?
Mm.
This one, 100% I remember this one. 100, maybe not the advert, but this item, I was like, hell to the yes. I wanted this shit. I never got it. But I really wanted it.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, me too, just from our line.
Yeah.
Unleash the power of RoboBlank Tile. Fiercely autonomous RoboBlank Tile. Claims his territory, stalking his blank with biomorphic bursts of speed, while his highly evolved vision systems alert him to danger. Part blank tile, part technology, all attitude.
Robo blank tile.
Just for the second I looked at these like kids, like, what kind of fucking weird kids are these? Trigger his sound sensors to lure him in and take command with a remote control. Feeding Robo Blanktile will tame him, but not for long. Robo Blanktile is a fusion of technology, personality, and attitude. Batteries not included.
God damn.
What is it? What did I want in my childhood? That, annoyingly enough, Edham was born in 2000 and he got this toy. I was never jealous, but I was like, and now I'm too old to really enjoy this because I had a console at that point. But I really wanted it as a kid.
Robo Reptile, yeah.
It is Robo Reptile.
Yeah.
Do you remember this black and white one? Yeah, boys. This is something I dare for not to remember. Especially the second one that came with the remote. Because I think before you could kind of program
it. That was Robo Sapien.
Yeah.
There's Robo Raptor as well that popped up in this.
Yeah. Like, that's one with the wings. That's what I think.
Robo Raptor.
Oh, yeah.
I had both of those adverts popped up in this, but I deleted one because I was like, we don't need two robos.
Agreed.
We need three robos.
Unless you want them to fight.
We've got two more to go. And before we go into this, how are we feeling? How's it going? Are we having a good time?
Yeah, it's fun. It's good fun.
No?
I like the voice acting ones.
I mean, technically, they're all voice acting ones.
With a dead face.
I want you, Chaz, now. From now on, next time you see a plane, I just want to point out and be like, lots and lots of planes! And just hate it. I don't care who's around you. I just want to see it. Or at least do a little video and just tag me in, bro.
He needs to go, here they come.
Here they come.
Oh, man. Okay.
Just stand at the airport.
Lots and lots of planes. Mr. Eastwick, please, you
Jets
have
and planes.
Leave.
Jets and planes.
Slow planes. Fast planes. Right, last two. So number 14.
Okay.
Ruby, I've got your blank. Or a gel training blank.
Haha, very good.
Mummy thinks 2.
Blank is safe to swallow. Blank hide free. It has great flavors.
You're damn right.
As the most worried mother in the history of mothers.
Please let me go home to
my... I want some?
Okay. Oh, you know what? There was Charlie and it's like, Ma, want some?
Or a Joe. Fortnite's one. And kids, Blank.
Hey, Blanky! No,
that's the next one.
That was meant to
be true. Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, what? I don't have that on my script.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, Grickish was the child. Charlie is a character. And Fraser was either a very worried mum or a man's...
A very worried mum, and then went to a boy's voice
just breaking for the first time. Origin, what mums want. And kids, Blank. So, guys, what is safe to swallow? What is Blank-eyed free? And has so many great flavours. What's this selling?
You've said... Aura gel so many times in this.
Mm-hmm. You should have blanked that, really.
That would have been a good one to blank.
Is it kids' toothpaste, right?
It is kids' toothpaste.
Fluoride free.
Yeah, I probably should have blanked out the Aura gel, but I'd be honest with you. Just to hear Fraser say, blank is safe to swallow. I was like, that's fine by me. That is absolutely fine by me. I respect that.
Black is safe to swallow.
Fraser!
He flipped it.
He flipped it, mama.
Batteries not included. I don't know what it means, but I'm just putting it out there. Oh, God. I need a drink of water. I feel dirty, man. I need a shower.
And has great flavors.
So many. Right, last one, boys. So,
Hey Blanky.
Hey, Blanky.
Yeah?
Show me a dance. Hey, Blanky.
Hey, Blanky.
Huh?
Tell me a joke.
Well, that was creepy. Knock, knock.
Hey
Blanky.
What?
Blanky.
Sing me a song.
Me? No. Listen, please.
With you, Blanky, you just never know what's going to happen. You just got to say.
Hey Blanky.
Blanky.
I love you.
New Blanky. Each soul separately. Blank batteries not included. You can find more fun at blankbro.com. Ask a parent first.
Oh my god.
Ask a parent first.
Why did it go so creepy? Fraser sent me a song. Got me.
Rick is the rate of voice. Got
turning
me.
Point. Oh, fucking hell.
So, yeah, what can you buy at blankbro.com?
What did you say? Blackbro.com or blankbro?
Blankbro.com. Fraser, do not get me penalized, arrested, or hunted, please, okay? You can get a Blank Bro? Oh, my God. No, it's a Blank Bro. He comes around. You're like, you all right, man? He's like, next to your blank dog, just...
I'm really trying to think. I can't think of anything.
This one cracked me up because I was like, this one was dedication for this advert. But when you see the advert, obviously with the keywords, it feels like, okay, yeah, I see what it is.
A little dancing robot man.
You're very close with a little robot. Yes, that can possibly dance.
One of those interactable dolls or something.
There is an element of...
It's a Furby.
Is a Furby.
Is it actually?
This is a Furby. So the advert really is, hey, Furby. And then one kid, hey, Furby. Yeah, show me a dance. Hey, Furby. What? Tell me a joke. Knock, knock. Hey, Furby. What? Sing me a song. Me? No. Okay, listen. And then it's like, we're therapists, you know, buy it now.
Be like, help me, please. They won't leave me alone.
My battery is not included. He wants to get me a black, bro. I don't know what that means.
That's crazy. So wait, was it FurbyBro.com?
No, Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Yeah, as I read that back, I was like, blank, bro. What the fuck is that? I looked at mine. I was like, oh, Hasbro. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, because that would have led us towards toy.
That's why I left bro there, but it really realistically threw you further off. Yeah.
Furby, nice.
Right, yes. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been, at least for us, a rather enjoyable 1.5 hours. It felt weirdly longer, but not too long.
No, that was fun. I enjoyed that. That was really fun. I hope everyone enjoyed playing at home.
Like I said, I'm trying to do medium reports with a little bit more meat, a little bit more jazz. I must admit, just a little preview for the future, because I had to prep some other ones. I do have at least, I'll say, I can think of at least one more. That, damn, son, I went in. It's still medium. It's still very gamey. But I am so excited. But I was like, I don't have the energy for this today. I don't have the energy for that. For that a level of commitment. I'm not, people listen to this like, oh, I'll listen to the next one now. You fucking figured me. No. Everyone, listeners, thank you. Thank you for being part of this. Thank you for listening. I hope you had fun. I hope our recording is not too bad. I hope you didn't get too creeped out. And just remember, if you're ever bored, look up, because there's always a lot of
Jets and planes! Jets and planes!
Streaming across the sky!
Streaming at supersonic speeds!
All the flavors at Blank Bros. Thank you very much. Good evening, good day, and good night.
Hit up your chef.
I should probably actually really call this out. This is Red Jack Son. I have been your host, Sirhan, and with me, as always, is
and Fraser.
Was that a scrap thing or was Rickish just really creeped up by his own name?
It did sound like a semi-orgasm.
Right, that's it. We're right.
That was good.